Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Shall we lift up our voice and give Jesus thanks? Our God is champion. He rules forever. He reigns forever. Somebody bless the name of Jesus and magnify him. Father, we thank you. What a privilege and an honor to come before your throne. Thank you for what you are set to do. Thank you for what will happen in this service. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. Magnify. Lord, we bless you. Celebrate you. Glorify. Thank you for bringing us to your presence where great things never seems to stop happening. Your presence makes the difference. Let your presence make a difference in our life, in this service, in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have this account in Luke chapter 6 and verse 19. As we get ready for the word, for the purpose of the service we are in, we are in a prophetic mantle service, and in Jesus' mighty name, this service we answer for you. In Luke 6:19, it says, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him, and there went virtue out of him and healed them all." What that simply means is that you are included in the blessing of this service. But the question is, will you touch him? When the woman touched him, her issues of blood stopped. Lord, I stretch myself today for a touch. A touch. A touch. I stretch myself today for what? It says, all that touch him, they sought to touch. Lord, I stretch myself today for a touch. A touch of heaven. Lift up your voice and talk to God. I stretch myself for a touch. Just like the woman with the issue of blood and the multitude. They sought to touch. They sought to touch. Not just to come and watch, but to touch. Some of us came to watch. No problem with that. But that's all you can get. Lord, I long for a touch. 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 In the name of Jesus, reach out to me, Lord, and glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we long for a touch. We didn't just come to watch. We didn't just come for service. We came to be serviced. Let our destiny be serviced. Let our families be serviced. Let our career be serviced. Let our body be serviced. Let every genuine heart with full of expectation, Lord, let that expectation be granted. Unto you we behold. And as we behold you as in a glass, we are changed from glory to glory, even as by the image, by the Spirit of the living God. Let it be a service of change for everyone. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, have your way and do what only you can do. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Somebody who is alive and well, a loud amen. Please help me welcome your neighbor to the left, to the right. Welcome them to church. You are welcome to church this morning. God will do you good. In Jesus' name. Please, we can top it up with a clap offering for Jesus. As we take our seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, 2025 is my new era year. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Today being the fourth Sunday in the month of August, we continue in the line of exhortation before we partake of the mystery of the service tonight, walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Remember what the theme of the month is: I will restore health unto you. Hallelujah. And I pray again, just as we had in that testimony, that someone will give somebody perfect health, perfect wholeness. I didn't hear your amen. I said, God will give you perfect health and perfect wholeness. Your testimony shall be that you don't longer get sick. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. How the prophetic mantle empowers for dominion over sickness and disease is the anchor focus for this service. Remember the first Sunday, we focus on faith for dominion over sickness and disease. The second Sunday, we focused on communion for dominion over sickness and disease. Last week, we were in the anointing service. We focused on the anointing for dominion over sickness and disease. And now in this service, we are focusing on the prophetic mantle for dominion over sickness and disease. Again, let's be reminded that dominion over sickness and disease is real and is the birthright of every child of God. Genesis 1:28, the Bible talks about God has ordained us to have dominion over all things. Dominion over all things. Dominion over all is a mandate of dominion for everyone that is a child of God. In Luke 10:19, it says, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody say, I receive that. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse 27, the word of the Lord speaking to us there about our dominion mandate. It says, and the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. The saints of the Most High will carry the dominion mandate, whose kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. That is why we are ordained for dominion in all spheres of life, including sickness and disease. In Jeremiah 30, 17, he said, I will restore health and I will heal you of your wounds. Restoration, talking about coming back to your original state of health, of strength, and vitality. No wonder in Isaiah 33 and 24, it says, the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. Because when you are in dominion, you are now in command. True of us? You are no longer a victim of situation. You are triumphing over them. Hallelujah. Yes, the entire world shall be, you know, amassed with all kinds of evil. Matthew 24, verse 7. But we shall still have dominion. The Bible talks about pestilences everywhere. All kinds of sickness, all kinds of disease. But your dominion notwithstanding. Because it said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Psalm 110, verse 1 to 2. All the scriptures is just to emphasize and to make it clear that dominion is your mandate. Somebody say, dominion is my mandate. Would you want to say, dominion is my mandate? And I receive it. Louder you can, I receive it. And the loudest you can, I receive it. So, I can therefore prophesy upon your life that sickness will not rule you again. Disease will not rule you again. Evil will not rule you again. Failure will not rule you again. Everything about being a victim of life shall be a thing of the past. Amen. You want to say a louder amen? Amen? However, we must understand, according to scriptures, in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. For the weapons, verse 4, the weapons, somebody say the weapons. So there are many weapons of our warfare and not carnal. Meaning they are not physical. They are not just tangible. But they are mighty. Somebody say mighty. Mighty in God to pull down strongholds. So we have what we call weapons, which are the mysteries of the kingdom that has been given to you and me so that we can deal with Satan part time. Every mysteries of the kingdom is to gain masteries over Satan and all his attack. Mark 4 and verse 11. Unto us is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And to those that are without, he said, these things are in parable. So there's what we call the mysteries. One of those mysteries is the mysteries of the prophetic mantle. The mysteries of the prophetic mantle. So that we can gain masteries over the works of Satan. Quickly, please permit. We're going to read this scripture together. And then we'll begin to lay hold on what the prophetic mantle does to you and me as we secure our dominion over the forces of sicknesses and over the forces of disease. Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3. We're going to read from verse 1 and all the way to 3. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So I'm going to read verse 1, and then you read verse 2, and then we'll take it up verse 3 together. It says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2, church, let's read together. It is like the precious ointment. Verse 3, let's read together, I want to go. As the dew of the Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forever. Everyone say loud amen.
Amen.
Now I wanted to pay attention to that scripture, particularly verse 2. It says, it is like the precious ointment. That word ointment means anointing upon the head that ran down to the beard, even to Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment. Anointing on the head went from the head to the beard, from the beard to the skirt, the cloth, the garment he was wearing. Are you with me right now? Now, when you put that with Psalm 45, follow me quickly, please. Because if you can catch this, every other thing we say will make sense. Psalm 45, verse 6, all the way to verse 8. Media, please, if you can help us with that. It said, thy throne, was speaking about Jesus. Thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of the kingdom is a right scepter. Verse next, thou lovest righteousness, hated wickedness. Therefore, God thy God has what? Anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellow. So mark the word anointing. Verse 8, he said, all your garment now smell with myrrh and aloes and cassia out of every palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Thy garment began to smell. The anointing that you carry. Are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning? So, from these scriptures put together, please follow me. It is very clear that the anointing on a man can rest on the materials that he touches or he wears. If you're with me, say yes. The anointing that rests on a man can flow through his materials. So what is the prophetic mantle? Is any cloth materials taken from the anointed one, which carries along with it the anointing upon the individual? The clothing material is a clothing material, yes, but is taken from an anointed one, which carries along with it the anointing of such individual. If you hear, say I hear. The anointing. That anointing was in Aaron, according to Psalm 133, verse 2 and verse 3, and it flowed through his garment. The same anointing was in Jesus, and it flowed through the garment of Jesus. No wonder. Perhaps that was what the woman with the issue of blood understood. That any anointed man of God, like Christ, carries the same anointing. So in Luke chapter 8, from verse 40 all the way to 48, we saw the account of this lady. And she began to say within herself, hallelujah. Please go to verse number 45. Jesus said, 45 please. Who touched me? When all the night, Peter said, Master, multitude thronged thee and pressed thee. And thou said, who is touching me? All of us are touching you. No. Hear what Jesus said in verse 46. Very important. Jesus said, somebody has touched me. May you be that somebody this morning. How? For I perceive that what? Virtue is what? Now, if you can find this in another version, you understand what virtue means. Another word for virtue means power. Another word for virtue. In fact, the New King James will say power. The Living Translation will say healing power has gone out of me. Can you see that? What did she touch? The cloth. What went? Power. Everyone is thronging. He said, no. I perceive that there is this person, somebody has touched me differently. May you touch him differently today. I said, may you touch him differently this morning. 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 So, this is why the prophetic mantle is not a magic one, but an instrument of power. Everybody say power. Ordained to extend the impact of the carrier. Is an extension of the impact of the carrier. So that whatever can happen in the hand of the carrier can now happen in the hand of the one that carries it. Hallelujah. In Matthew 9:20-23, the same account of the woman with the issue of blood, that's what Matthew said. But this is what Matthew said in her heart. Behold, the woman, disease, how many years? 12 years, came behind and touched the hem of his garment. Can you see that? The hem of garment. Not touch him, it touched his garment. Now look at verse 21. She said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be what? So what did she say? I shall be what? She didn't say, I wish. That means she was so sure that there is something about the garment that carries the anointing of the anointed one. Why are we sharing this way? It's so that this service will not just come and go. So that you will not just come to service and said, well, I came and they passed one white cloth and we touched. I don't know what they are doing in that church. I don't know. It's like a magician church. No. No. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. Today and what? Today and what? Today and what? The challenge with most believers is this. Our sense of value is the issue. Our sense of value is the issue. In verse 21 of that Matthew chapter 9, she said, if I touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Are you catching that now? Peter said, all of us are thronging you. She came with a sense of value. What does that mean? It is your sense of value that determines the flow of virtue. What you don't value cannot add to you. That's the problem of the church. Value. 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 One time, many, many years, in the early days of being called, I have one of our senior pastors, I won't mention his name. And at that period, my wife has had a child. And they were looking for their first child. So they came to us to visit. Because obviously, we've had a child, our first child. And she has been diagnosed with multiple fibroids. As a matter of fact, she has gone through all kinds of operation. I'm not going to mention the name, because if I mention, very popular person in our system. But he said when he came to visit, the wife said, as I came into your house, I went into your kitchen. And I told my wife, look, everything in this kitchen, I'm going to be cleaning it. And as I clean it, I know God will clean my womb. Because I believe in the grace that rests on your husband. Very well known. I'm not blowing my own. These things are not things that we glory for. But grace is grace. There's nothing you can do about it. Value. You see, the grace you don't value cannot add to you. No matter how the grace is powerful, Jesus went to his country. He couldn't do anything. Not because he's not powerful. It's because they didn't value him. His value. Call the long story short. As she went on, kitchen, cleaning everything, clean. That same week, she just got into the bathroom one of those days. And before you know it, pam, 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 pam. It was like somebody committed murder. Bloods all through. All the fibroid came out of her life. Today she has three babies. Three children. Why? There was something the woman with short blood was saying. It's not the touch. It's what is in your heart. It's what is in your heart. It's what is in your heart. That's why we must understand that, listen to me, no one is entitled to impartation of spiritual gift without a genuine test in the heart. Genuine. Somebody say genuine. Genuine. Louder, you can say genuine. 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 Something in the heart. Something in the heart. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. O Lord, thou art my God. He said, early will I seek thee. My flesh long for thee. My soul thirsts for thee. Where there is no water, verse 2, to see your power and your glory, even as I have said. Lord, I have heard with the woman with the issue of blood. Let me hear my own testimony. Let the world hear my testimony. Let the world hear my testimony. I have heard of those that you touched through the mantle. Let people now hear my own testimony. Genuine test in the heart. Somebody say genuine test in the heart. Louder, you can say genuine test in the heart. Everything about impartation, answer to genuine test. Genuine test. Genuine test. What you are not testing for, you are not a candidate to be filled. God will only pour his spirit upon the testing. He won't pour his spirit on everyone. Isaiah 44 verse 3. Isaiah 44 verse 3. He said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Isaiah 44 3. He said, and I will pour the flood of my spirit. Only the thirsty can be filled. In John 7:37, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, if any man thirst. The question is, how thirsty are you? Out of him, he said, shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, he said, this is spoke of he, the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive.
That is, you are not a candidate for the flow of the Spirit if you are not a thirsty vessel. That thing only answers to the thirst of the people. And in 1 Corinthians 12:7, the fullness of the Spirit is given to everyone so that we can profit. The Holy Ghost was not given so that you lose. So as the impartation of the Spirit come upon each and every one of us again today, I want you to believe God that your life will continue to enter the profit lane. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Say with me, the profit lane. Louder, you can say the profit lane. You will not lose any battles again. I say you will not lose any battles again. I say you will not lose any battles again. So when you hear the mantle, it's not a new thing. It has always been there. 2 Kings chapter 2, you see that there, particularly verse 8 and verse 9. You see that. It was the account of Elijah and Elisha. When Elijah was being translated to heaven as a chariot, and Elisha took it on. Elisha took his mantle and wrapped it together and smoothed the water. Hallelujah. The mantle on Elijah rested on Elisha. Are you catching that now? But look at what he said in verse 9. Verse 9, please. Let's look at verse 9 quickly. And it came to pass when he was gone over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I would do for you. And he said, I pray thee, let the double portion of thy spirit be what? Be on me. And then you see that happened, verse 10, as he was being taken off, something just happened. By the time the man took the mantle, in verse 15 of that same scripture, verse 15, and when the sons of prophet, which were to view at Jericho, they saw him, they said, what? The spirit of what? Has rested on what? But it was mantle he took. It was spirit they saw. It was mantle he took, but it was spirit they saw. What did he ask for? Double. What did they see? They saw it. Whatever your desire connect with in this service, I decree that between now and the time, as you desire it, that's what people will see in your life. I said, that's what people will see in your life. I said, that's what people will see in your life. I said, that is what people will see in your life. So the mantle is a spiritual medium for transference of virtue. According to 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 15. However, like I have said, please, it is our sense of value that determines the flow of the virtue. Our sense of value. Mark 6 verse 4 all the way to 6. He was speaking about Jesus, his testimony. The Bible says Jesus came into Jerusalem. He said a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kings, in his own house. Verse 5, Jesus. And when he could not do mighty works, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus that healed the sick, Jesus that raised the dead, could not do mighty, save. He just laid down on some few folks and he healed them. Now, those ones that were healed are the ones that also valued him. True of us? If you go to verse 1 and verse 2, you begin to see they were talking about, well, he's the carpenter's boy, you know, carpenter's boy. We saw him when he was growing up. You know all those things people say? You have forgotten that we may be age mates, but we are not grace mates. That's what people don't understand. We are all Christian. Calm down, no? We are all Christian, but we don't have all the same grace. It will be stupidity for me to think that I am in the level of Bishop Oyedepo. It will be, you know, madness of me, madness. My brain has gone mad. Yes, we are all children of God, but we don't carry the same grace. Say, anybody can be an apostle. Really? Okay. Why is all of us not an apostle? Grace differeth from one another. Please, brother, let's relax. We live in a most arrogant world. That's the challenge we have today. Do you know what God said to Miriam? And he said, look, don't compare yourself with Moses, because you are the one that carried Moses in the basket and you put Moses in the river so that he will not die. Now Moses is your prophet. Don't compare Moses and you. You may be auntie of Moses or uncle of Moses, but you are not in the same class. You see that in Numbers 12. Numbers chapter 12, I believe from verse 6 all the way to 12. Hallelujah. Or Numbers chapter 6, verse 12. Don't compare. Don't compare. Don't compare. Don't compare. Hallelujah. I see grace being released upon us. May none of us lose the virtues of this prophetic service. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. So, please note that everyone in this highly priestly office is only what we call election of grace. It's not because of maturity. It's not because of experience. It's called election. God called them into that office. God had to call Aaron. He said, Moses, I'm sending you, but Aaron, your brother, will go with you. And that is the reason the same anointing rested on Aaron. Father, we receive grace. As a father, we receive grace. Today, apostles and prophets represent the high priest office in the Old Testament. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 19 and 20. It says, now therefore, you are no longer strangers or foreigners, fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built on the foundation of the apostles, prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yes, Jesus is the head of his church, but he has built on the foundations of apostles. Ephesians 2, verse 19 and 20. He built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. What are we talking about? There are men by way of election of grace that God have called them into that place so that through them, he will do many things in our world. If you hear, say I hear. So how do I partake of the prophetic mantle in this service? What am I meant to do? What position am I supposed to take? Take note of these five things, and then we'll begin to pray. Number one, receive the person of the carrier. Receive the person of the carrier. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41. He said, he that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall do what? Shall receive the prophet reward. Receive the person of the carrier. Number two, believe in the ministry of the carrier. Believe in the ministry of the carrier. Believe. Second Chronicles 20 and verse 20. The B part of it. The B part of it. He said, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, and you shall what? Prosper. In the account of Jesus, in Mark 6, verse 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, he could do no mighty works, except he has healed some sick folks. The problem in verse 6, he said, he marveled because of their unbelief. So because they did not believe him, they couldn't receive from him. Somebody say, that will not be me. Number three, recognize that the carrier occupies a higher place than you by grace. Recognize it. Recognize it. Why? Because, listen, most of the time, it is the less that is blessed of the better. Amen. Hebrews 7:7. The less is blessed of the better. You will never see water flow uphill. What does water do? It flows down. Somebody must be down. It doesn't mean that you are low. Are you catching that now? It means that you are in a level and there is somebody higher than you. And if you recognize it, what will happen is that it will flow down to you. To do what? To move you from your level to his or her level. So that whatever that person can do, you also will be able to do it. Somebody say, I hear. So imagine right now, as you get yourself imparted, you appear in that interview. Think about it. Will anybody tell your prophet no? I want to believe. Anywhere Bishop Oyedepo, we apply today to be employed. Even that work, we see it as what? As a privilege. Two of us. So from today, when you appear, because the same spirit will now be working in you, they will see you as a privilege. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Do you know the implication of that? You will never get a rejection. Amen. Well, those who I'm speaking to will say the loudest amen. Amen. I say you will never get a rejection. Amen. Beginning from today, you will never get a rejection. Amen. Beginning from today, you will never get a rejection. The days of sorry, that day is finally over your life. Yeah. Number four, honor the carrier in your heart. Honor. Mark 6:4, all the way to 6. He said, a prophet is not without honor in his house. Isaiah 29:13, it says, they worship me with their lips, he said, but their heart is far away from me. And finally, which is one important thing everybody needs, is crave for the flow of what they carry. Crave. Proverbs 27:18-19. He said, whosoever keepeth the fig tree shall eat of the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. As you wait on the Lord in your spirit, you shall be honored this morning. Amen. As water answered to faith, so the heart of a man will answer to that man. It was Elisha that said in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. As thy soul liveth. Verse 4, verse 6, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He was craving. He was thirsty. He was panting. He was calling. Lord, my soul will not leave. There were other sons of the prophet that were looking at him. Wherever. Are you saying you are following him? Wherever. Are you saying you are going there? Wherever. But he kept saying, I desire the double portion. Verse 9 of 2 Kings chapter 2. Double Lord, let this spirit in this man rest on me. Let my life not remain the same. I have seen what you have done in his life, and I know you can do it in my life. And that was what he got. And therefore, I want to believe God that as your spirit come alive, because Matthew chapter 5 verse 5, blessed are they who do hunger and the thirst, they shall be filled. You shall be filled. I say you shall be filled. I say you shall be filled. I said you shall be filled. You receive that, say believing, amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Now, help me rise up on your feet. And we take these scriptures and we get ready to pray. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and verse 12. Acts 19, verse 11 and verse 12. Please let's read together, everyone, one to go. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul.
Verse next, please. So that from his body were brought unto him the sick handkerchief or apron, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirit went out of them. Every evil thing will go out of your life. Somebody will say the loud amen.
Amen.
Every disease will go out of your life.
Amen.
Everything negative that is not of God shall be dispelled out of your life today.
Amen.
Somebody say louder, amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and give God thanks for the privilege of coming before him and being a partaker of this mantle ministration. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Father, thank you for the privilege of this ministration this morning. Thank you for showing me that I can come into the same level of the same grace, the same power, the same anointing, the same experience. I give you the glory and I give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Mark chapter 4 and verse 11, it said, unto you is given to know the mysteries. But those who are outside, these things is parable. What makes a man outside? A man is outside when he has not totally surrendered to the lordship of Jesus. Listen to me. Whether the communion or the anointing or the mantle or blood or sprinkling, any form of this mystery, if you are not born again, they are not effective in your life because you are outside. The mysteries only work for those that are inside. Hallelujah. I want to give an opportunity for somebody to come inside. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 23 his word, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If any man open, he said, I will come in. I will come in. Jesus wants to come in. Listen to me. A life without Christ, we keep suffering all kinds of crises. Please, I beg you. Don't play church. Get serious. That is the only way life can become more peaceful. When the Prince of Peace is there with you in the storm of life. Before we partake of the mantle ministration, check yourself. You have not totally surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus. You have not given your life to Christ. And you want us to pray with you. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to surrender. I want a new clean sheet. I want a new clean start. I want Jesus to restore me back. Maybe because you were born again before, you backslided. Please give us the privilege. Let's pray for you wherever you are. Lift up your right hands wherever you are if you want us to pray for you. I need a new clean start. I want to begin a new clean way. I want Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I don't have peace. I don't have joy. I've tried all I can, but I need him to help me. Please, anywhere you are, you take a bold step, you come forward, I'll pray for you. Also, we're already on the altar. I'm on the altar waiting for you. And the Lord bless you as you do. Church, please clap your hands as we encourage any young man, young woman, boy or girl, any elder there that want to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. Please, wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, nowhere is too far, nowhere is too slow, nowhere is too short. Just come and take that bold step. God bless you. Church, give Jesus a big hand as they do. As they do, as we get ready, we are getting ready to administer the ministration of the mantle this morning. But please, if you are coming, please come to the altar. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for them as they come. Those of us who are coming, please place your right hand on your chest. There is still somebody out there. We're waiting for you. Please quickly come. God bless you as you do. Please come wherever you are. You are taking that bold step. Remember, you are not the worst, but you are the most sincere. And as you do so, Jesus comes. It changes your life. It gives you that joy and peace you have been looking for. Please, those in front, say with me, Lord Jesus. Put your right hand on your chest. Say with me, Lord Jesus.
Louder you can, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I cannot help myself. I ask for your pardon. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your mercy. Give me a clean new sheet. Give me a new life. I receive the power to live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. I pray for you right now. The same grace that I brought you forward, that same grace will keep you. You will not go back to your vomit. I pray that the new life of Christ will continue to make you see every good thing that this life holds for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please open your eyes, sirs. Please go with our kingdom friend. They will help you with the decision you've just made. Church, clap your hands, please, as they step up. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 21. She said within her heart, question, what are you saying? We are going to be anointing ourselves using the mantle, touching ourselves. The prayer clothes have been prayed for by the apostle in the house, sent it to us during Shiloh. It's the same one we are using. And we are touching your own cloth. Lord, as this mantle come on me, whatever you desire, disease disappear, pain disappear, sickness disappear. It's what you say that will happen. Do you want to begin to talk to God in a moment right now? In a moment. 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 Express yourself. Express yourself. Express yourself like the woman with the issue of blood. Lord, let this thing stop. Let this thing stop. Let this thing begin. Special miracles. Let special miracles begin in my life. No more sickness. No more disease. Lord, the same way you healed all that touched you, Lord, heal me as I touch this mantle this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, we ask that you glorify yourself. Let every prophetic word as declared by your servant, when this cloth was being prayed for, let it find expression in this service. Let the desire of every expectant soul be met. Let sickness disappear. Let disease disappear. Let pain disappear. Lord, you call it special miracles where wrought. Through this mantle, wrought special miracles in our life. In the name of Jesus, I vow to give you all the glory for all that you do this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
We believe you are blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.